Time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the 3 o'clock hour, and so it is time to talk money. On today's edition of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, I love it when I have data nerds on the show because I am one myself. And today is no exception. We're going to cap off this week by talking to an accomplished economist about the biggest economic issue on everybody's minds, inflation. Mike Matowitz is the principal economist for the Roosevelt Institute, a think tank that focuses on corporate and public power, labor and wages, as well as the economics of race and gender inequality. And importantly, this is how you know he's a real data nerd. He is on the Data Users Advisory Committee for the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And if you don't happen to be an economist, the BLS is basically where we get all of our data from to run our little regression models and things. So Mike is the real genuine article, as they say. Welcome, Mike. Thanks for making time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I love talking about this stuff. So let's start out with the basics. Inflation has been real bad for a few years. Where are we at now?
Like, we're in, I don't know if we're going to call it our happy place. We're in a much happier place.
Happier place. I like it.
Yeah. It was like, I'm going to do my best to be audio friendly and not try and draw charts and graphs with my hands. but we went through a couple of years of like where we thought we were going to have some inflation, probably more than we wanted. And then we got a lot more inflation than we wanted. And then there was, another year in change of being deeply worried about exactly how much inflation we were having and what it was going to take to get it back down to normal levels. I am not going to brutalize the terminology of any of the aviators listening, but there were a lot of discussions about hard landings and soft landings and whether it was a landing at all. But I feel like we're, you can talk to really big nerds about this who are really, really concerned, and kind of everybody is like, yeah, we're sort of through the worst of that. And this did not come out as badly as people thought it would on the inflation side. And then, when you look at the flip of this, if you go back to the last recession, we spent like almost a full decade getting back to, close to the level of GDP growth, employment, rising wages that we should have been having without a recession. And in this case, we got there in like a year or two. We're still way above where we should have been. And, I think if you're an economist, which thank God for most people, they are not, and you only care about like the forward-looking view of the world, it's like, yeah, this is the economy we sort of want to be going with, right? Like, we have inflation back down and our future prospects for growth and making everything more affordable are a lot better. But that said, like, it wasn't easy getting here.
Yeah, definitely some pain points along the way. What I think is interesting about just the way media covers economics, right, is when inflation is rising, and inflation from a layperson's perspective, just to do some defining here, it's a measure of the rate at which things are becoming more expensive. And so when we look at that, when we see inflation going up above a level that is usually the target, somewhere in that 2.5 range, right, 2.5% range, the press covers it a lot, and there's a lot of hand-wringing and pearl-clutching and whatever other tortured metaphor we want to use. But the media doesn't seem to cover it in the same way simply because it doesn't have the fear factor in it when inflation is coming down. Here, there's been a lot of attention because of the presidential race and a lot of assertions from the more right-leaning outlets that everything is still terrible. And there's this gulf that we're trying to bridge between this actual reality state of our economy, which is frankly very good, and the fact that people are still feeling pain in making their paychecks stretch. How can it both be true that like our economy is now in a highly desirable place, we've got good macroeconomic indicators, and yet people still feel like their paychecks aren't able to make it work?
No, that's completely reasonable. And I think this is one of the big problems that we have in terms of the way economists think about inflation and the way that, you know, real people human experience people.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, fine. It's like, so if you're an economist and gas prices go up because, I don't know, a pipeline breaks or there's a random war in, say, Eastern Europe, hypothetically speaking, you know, these are things that happen. And for the economists, the idea is, well, we don't want policy to respond to these things because, like, there's nothing we're going to do with interest rates or deficits that's going to make peace in the Middle East. You know, it'd be awesome. But, you know, that's not how that works. And so, you know, the economist view is like, well, we should probably try and tune that whole thing out because, you know, that's going to crowd our decision making and make us make policy errors. And, you know, if you're a real human person, you're like, cool, I would love it if you guys didn't make policy errors, but also I still need to get to work. And, you know, I can't do that without putting gas in my car. And I think that's been, to some extent, like a big disconnect here is that, like, at least for the last year and change, economists have been like, yo, this is starting to look pretty good. Because, you know, we have seen, I think the big worry for economists was that we had big food price spikes and big gas price spikes. And those are things that, you know, really hit people hard. And if you're an economist, you're supposed to ignore it when it happens immediately, but you're supposed to care a lot about what it does to how people think about future inflation, right? So, okay, great. I'm sure that matters a ton when you're trying to get home from high school on a half tank of gas, as some of us have done. Yeah, like, so I think we probably got a little too caught up in this to, you know, address the world that we were dealing with in real life. And ironically, the sort of flip of this is like, you know, when that was going on at the time, you had a lot of economists being like, well, this isn't that, but like, you know, from the core measures that we're worried about, which leave out all the stuff that people are really, really mad about.
That really buy. Food, gas. Then,
right. Then, you know, we're like, well, we're not too worried about this, right? And now we've had inflation come down a bunch. And, you know, partly it's the measures economists care about, and it's also the things that we're worried about setting off future inflation, right? Like, we have not had an economy where people have decided, oh yeah, we got to raise prices like 5-10% every year to keep up with inflation. Like, that's just, that hasn't happened. And you could kind of see that from really nerdy data if you really wanted to. But I think the, you know, the flip here is like, as prices have come down, the real thing that's been pushing prices down, especially for the last year, has been gas prices. And, you know, just as economists were kind of like not wanting to talk about it on the way up, we have been talking about it a lot on the way down. And, you know, we know from research that, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, I believe is the term in the news, right? So, like, there's been more research this time, now that we have like better robots to tell us how people are speaking, about like how much more news coverage responds to bad news about gas prices than good news about gas prices. So you kind of have that built-in factor. And then you also have the economists who are like, yeah, don't worry about it now. And also not trying to, like, you know, you can imagine that a year or two ago when gas prices were going up, there were economists who were like, yes, but we should also be worried about the big picture. And, you know, the same people are kind of like, well, let's not stress gas prices going down now. And maybe they were right on both counts, but in the sense that the news was not really buying the gas prices don't matter as much on the way up, there's no one sort of pushing media coverage to be like, wait, gas prices are down a ton.
Little segment we do with folks like my current guest, Mike Matowitz, who is the principal economist at the Roosevelt Institute, we're sort of the anti, we do not follow any of the media rules. Like, no, let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about economics. The opposite of it bleeds, it leads. It's really interesting to me that, you know, when economists talk about things like inflation, there is often not, I would say, a real good, succinct explanation of the interrelated factors, right? And the inflationary spike that we saw that really hit its peak here in the US in June of 21, right? This is like well over 3+ years ago, right? That was at its peak. We weren't very good at saying to people, look, there's the COVID supply chain shortage. You have geopolitical disruptions. You had shipping chain. And by that, I mean both Ukraine and then obviously currently we've got what's going on in the Middle East, which has these sort of, is it the dog wagging the tail or what's happening here? But it has these impacts. There's this whole sort of litany of causes. And it feels to me like we don't do a good job explaining those things, right? That when you see less regulation from a monopolistic or antitrust perspective, absent other factors, you're going to see prices rise more quickly because companies can engage in price fixing. That when you have inflationary periods, it also presents an opportunity for companies, after their input prices come down, the actual cost of goods sold, they can keep prices high because people have shown that they'll still consume goods at a certain level. So you have price gouging. We've not been good about talking about the things that actually have a very specific attribution, right? A responsibility. So when I think about inflation, there's a whole bunch of stuff we can't directly control, but there is a set of things that we can from a regulatory or monetary or fiscal policy perspective. Can we talk about a little bit, Mike, what are some of the things that we can do to limit future inflation?
Yeah, I mean, there are many things here. And I think, you know, I will totally raise my hand as an economist who's gotten a lot of this stuff wrong in the past. Like, I think, you know, one of the weird things that economists say is like, actually, gas prices, like, this is like a super competitive sector. And the idea here is like, look, if I'm running the Chevron across from the Exxon and we are across the street from each other, then like, that's pretty close to real competition, right? And like, on the one hand, that's true. Like, you really can just go make a U-turn and buy gas at the next pump if they're offering a better price than me. You know, kind of the thing that I think we've learned more about because we've had a lot of enforcement on, you know, prospective mergers this time is you've seen sectors that we think of as really competitive, like gas stations or grocery stores. You know, when you dig into the documents, you see things from their CEOs that's like, oh yeah, like we should definitely use this and push margins up. Or like literally, you know, the people running American oil companies texting with members of OPEC, where it's OPEC. Like, well, we're not really part of your cartel, but what if we were a little bit?
You know, how about this slightly higher price per barrel? Mike, hang on one second. We're going to have to take care of some business. Folks, if you're listening, welcome. It's Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We're talking about inflation right now with the principal economist for the Roosevelt Institute. His name is Mike Matowitz. You're going to want to keep it locked. We're going to dig in to these price gouging, price fixing behaviors more when we return on today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Keep it locked.
The Patriotic Millionaires also purchase advertising time on various civic media stations throughout Wisconsin.